The first reading today is from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. I am not asking on behalf of these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I also have given to them, so that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me, and you loved them, just as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Revelation 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key to the shaft of the abyss was given to him. He opened the shaft of the abyss, and smoke ascended out of the shaft like the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened from the smoke of the shaft. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a person. And in those days people will seek death, and will not find it. They will long to die, and death will flee from them. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. And on their heads appeared to be crowns like gold, and their faces were like human faces. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to battle. They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt people for 5 months. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe has passed. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And this is how I saw in my vision the horses and those who sat on them. The riders had breastplates the color of fire, of hyacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, which came out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. The rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their witchcraft, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. Job 33, verses 12 through 33. Behold, let me respond to you. You are not right in this, for God is greater than mankind. Why do you complain to him that he does not give an account of all his doings? Indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it. In a dream, a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people, while they slumber in their beds, then he opens the ears of people and horrifies them with warnings, so that he may turn a person away from bad conduct and keep a man from pride. He keeps his soul back from the pit, and his life from perishing by the spear. A person is also rebuked by pain in his bed, and with constant complaint in his bones, so that his life loathes bread, and his soul, food that he should crave. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones, which were not seen, stick out. Then his soul comes near to the pit, and his life to those who bring death. If there is an interceding angel for him, one out of 1,000, to remind a person of what is right for him, and he is gracious to him, and says, "Free him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom. Let his flesh become fresher than in youth. Let him return to the days of his youthful vigor. Then he will pray to God, and he will accept him, so that he may see his face with joy, and he will restore his righteousness to that person. He will sing to people and say, 'I have sinned and perverted what is right, and it is not proper for me. He has redeemed my soul from going to the pit, and my life will see the light.' Behold, God does all these things for a man 2 or 3 times, to bring back his soul from the pit, so that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Pay attention, Job. Listen to me, keep silent, and let me speak. Then if you have anything to say, answer me, speak, for I would take pleasure in justifying you. If not, listen to me, keep silent, and I will teach you wisdom." Our final reading for today is from the book of Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord God says concerning Edom. "We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, 'Arise, and let's go up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The arrogance of your heart has deceived you, the one who lives in the clefts of the rock, on the height of his dwelling place, who says in his heart, 'Who will bring me down to earth?' Though you make your home high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be ruined. Would they not steal only until they had enough? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave some gleanings? Oh, how Esau will be searched, and his hidden treasures searched out. All the people allied with you will send you to the border, and the people at peace with you will deceive you and overpower you. They who eat your bread will set an ambush for you. There is no understanding in him. Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, eliminate wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountain of Esau? Then your warriors will be filled with terror, Teman, so that everyone will be eliminated from the mountain of Esau by murder. Because of violence to your brother Jacob, shame will cover you, and you will be eliminated forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth, and foreigners entered his gate and cast lots for Jerusalem, you too were as one of them. Do not gloat over your brother's day, the day of his misfortune, dot, and do not rejoice over the sons of Judah on the day of their destruction. Yes, do not boast on the day of their distress, dot, do not enter the gate of my people on the day of their disaster. You indeed do not gloat over their catastrophe on the day of their disaster, and do not lay a hand on their wealth on the day of their disaster. Do not stand at the crossroads to eliminate their survivors, and do not hand over their refugees on the day of their distress. For the day of the Lord is near for all the nations, dot, just as you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your own head. For just as you drank on my holy mountain, all the nations will drink continually. They will drink to the last drop and become as if they had never existed. But on Mount Zion there will be those who escape, and it will be holy. And the house of Jacob will possess their property. Then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will be like stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken, dot, then those of the Negev will possess the mountain of Esau, and those of the Shephelah the Philistine plain. Also, they will possess the territory of Ephraim and the territory of Samaria, and Benjamin the territory of Gilead. And the exiles of this army of the sons of Israel who are among the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad, will possess the cities of the Negev. The deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.